In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A most remarkable and informative speech was given in Palm Beach, Florida last November. The speaker was David Horowitz, a former Marxist agitator who probably better than anyone else is able to analyze and refute the strategy and tactics of the left. Horowitz has made it his mission to challenge the incredible left-wing and Marxist professors who control colleges and universities and impose their radical views on impressionable college students. In this rather sensational speech, David Horowitz described some of the far-out professors who teach that America is the great Satan, that terrorists are really freedom fighters, or that Red China's butcher Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million people, was really a great leader. Horowitz told how college professors regularly teach the class war, which is the main thesis of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The theory of the class war is that most people are oppressed because of race, class, or gender. Horowitz described how he and Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin are physically attacked or threatened when they lecture on college campuses. There's not much hope for a change in the bias of U.S. universities in the near future because the left-wing professors enjoy tenure. That means they cannot be fired. And they control all the hiring committees, so they hire new professors with the same left-wing bias. Horowitz's solution is to demand intellectual diversity in colleges and universities with fairness for conservatives and Christians by promoting an academic bill of rights to be adopted either by university trustees or by student bodies or by state legislatures. The purpose is not to dictate any course of study or ideology, but to demand real academic freedom. It's a very important development that Horowitz has started a national movement. Now, almost every university in the country is discussing his academic Bill of Rights.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15. 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who's outstanding in his field, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have a couple of interesting guests in my studio today, and another one looking in the window, but he isn't all that interesting. We have with us, and these people are becoming regulars on this program, Jim Guest. He is a state representative here in the state of Missouri, and Louise. She's his chief of staff, and they've been on this show many, many times, and welcome many, many more, because Jim believes and tries to get the things done that I think should be done. He believes like I do, and Louise keeps him in line and does all of the work. And Jim gets the credit for it. But Jim has been very, very outspoken concerning the not only the animal identification program, but the human identification program. Jim, just give us a quick rundown on this Real ID Act thing. Because people, I had a couple in here just yesterday. They drove all the way from Northern Illinois. I'm trying to think of the town. But anyway, they drove all the way from Northern Illinois. They listened to WLUV in Rockford. They drove all the way down here to attend our meeting Monday night at Montauk County Fairgrounds. And he was concerned because his kids, they have a horse project in 4-H, and how they tried to get those kids to sign, you know, for a premise registration. And I said, you need to talk to every one of the 4-H people that have kids there and tell them, hey, no way, we ain't going to do it. And he said, you know, I tried to. They don't care. They can't see that there's a thing wrong with it. Oh, well, they want us to do that if it's for the good. And they go along with that. So we've got a selling job to the American people to get them to, and I don't know how to get them to understand, but Jim, you're doing a tremendous job. Let's talk just a little bit now about this Real ID Act, because it's difficult to get people to believe that it even exists.
It is. You know, when people say, trust me, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help you, you'd better be wary of that. The Real ID thing is it's a real threat to the freedom and the privacy of the people of this country. It basically says that starting in May of 2008, and I think we're going to get the federal government to back off on that, that you will have to get a new identification card before you will be able to fly on a federally regulated airplane, enter any federal building, enter a nuclear power plant, or most likely participate in any federal program. Almost everybody participates in a federal program in some manner, whether you get a Social Security check through the Farm Service Agency or many, many programs, Medicare, any of those, you're going to be involved with it. They say the idea behind it is to because of the threat of terrorism. And that's how they were able to slip it through in 2005. You know, this old trick of you attach it onto a popular bill, and that bill was funding for our soldiers in Iraq. At the last minute, they tacked this onto it, and it sort of slipped through there. The problem with this, people say, what's wrong with having a national ID card to so we know who you are? That's more than that. They are going to copy all of the data that you bring in, your birth certificate, your Social Security number, and put that in a digital data file in each state. The problem with that is, in addition to your photo, you have to share that with all other states, which means tens of thousands of employees in all states will have access to your personal data.
Your Social Security number, and
right.
It can break into your bank account.
And now,
every bit of information on you from cradle to grave is going to be linked on that card.
Yeah. On the back of that card, they want to put what they call a common machine-readable technology. That's a fancy word for an RFID chip. That's the next step down the road. Right now, it's a 2D barcode. A 2D barcode in the back of your driver's license will hold an enormous amount of data. You can put all the information on have a set of encyclopedias on it. You could put every phone number in the city and state of New York to give you an idea of how much data you can encode on that. Now, the federal Homeland Security thinks we should share this globally because they want the databases from people in foreign countries. The foreign countries say, yeah, we'll give you ours, but you're going to share yours with us. So all at once, what you think is your personal information secure is going to have everybody's going to have access to it. And once that information gets out there, it's impossible to retrieve it. So it is going to be a heyday for identity theft if this goes through. That's why working so hard to get it stopped, and we're making some good progress. But then Homeland Security is rather devious. They're going to find other ways to implement this with a different name and different programs coming out.
Yeah, one of his pieces of legislation, his 5 points to America's freedom, is to stop the real ID, and animal ID is number one. But also part of that is to make every American, and this is in every state, passing legislation in every state, to make every American's information deemed private again instead of public, so that they have no right to use that information.
First of all, we give up too much information just willingly.
Right, absolutely.
It's just like you go to the bank and you're going to open a bank account, and what's your Social Security number? I don't have a Social Security number, let's say. Well, you've got to have it. So, did you see that where the illegal came in there? I think that just proves the point. This illegal alien goes into the bank and wants to open a bank account, and they say, we don't have a Social Security number. And they say, okay. Standing right beside him is another
American.
Person, an American, and they wouldn't open a bank account because they had a Social Security number in the bank once.
They also have to have a real ID, an identification of a driver's license or a state ID in order to do so.
But
your bank will require it, part of Patriot Act.
Yeah, talk to your banker if you want to find out this Patriot Act, how much information of your information they have to give to the federal government, monitoring what goes into your bank account and report it every time you make a large cash withdrawal or deposit on there. Yeah, they have to report it. You know, it's just no longer is your information secure and private that you think it was.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. We have with us today Jim Guest and his chief of staff, Louise. And and we were discussing this Real ID Act. You know, you were talking about the driver's license and how this Real ID thing's tied to our driver's license. And the feds have no jurisdiction whatsoever. I've been around GB now for 9 days or something in a row, and I've heard him speak three different times to a group and about 15,000 times to individuals, and I'm learning a lot about this this jurisdiction thing. Just like we were sitting here talking a minute ago, when somebody asks you, and they do at the border, they do at the airport, are you a U.S. citizen? No. If you're like us, we're not U.S. citizens. You are a citizen of the state of Missouri, the state of South Carolina, the state of North Dakota, wherever you happen to live.
Sovereign states.
Sovereign states. U.S. citizens are live in Washington, D.C., or...
the District of Columbia.
Well, that is the District of Columbia, or the territories, which is Guam and Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands.
Hawaii.
This sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, Hawaii's a state now.
Oh, that's right, it is.
It is. You're living in the...
I'm blonde. What do you want?
No, it shows how old you are. You remember when it wasn't a state.
Yeah.
See, okay.
Now, don't tell anybody how old I am.
I haven't looked in your mouth. I don't
know.
There you
go.
Anyway. Anyway, you're not long in the tooth. You can still...
I'm still hoofing.
You can still bite off shark grass, no problem. Let's... See, 99% of the people out there don't know what we're talking about. And
That's true.
Why people don't have horse sense anymore.
Well, but they've been led that way here, Derry.
See, I was talking to a little girl just came in over the holidays. She's off on summer or winter break or whatever they have at the university, and she's filling in for some of the people here that wanted to go home for the holidays. And I knew the boy that she was dating from one of the places where I hang out once in a while. and I said, do you still go to Pilot Grove? She says, no. I said, what'd you do, fire that guy? She says, I go through them pretty fast. And I said, you know, a rolling stone gathers no moss, but a setting hen never gets fat. Then it took me another 30 minutes to explain what a setting hen was.
Oh, no.
You know, anyway, we were in Lamoni, Iowa, and talking about this driver's license thing. And I said, why are you supposed to have a driver's license? When my mother bought a car, and I don't know when it was, she was born right at the turn of the century. So she bought a car probably when she was 20 years old. So let's say in 1920, something like that, or maybe before. It was a Whippet that she bought. Okay? She did not have a driver's license.
Taxation.
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will we'll do something. Stay tuned. Our number, and we have a call or two. We'll get to you in a moment. 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room and doctor visits and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems. And there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And then I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check cash or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Okay, we are back, and going into the commercial break, I was just telling you that when my mother started driving a car, she did not have a driver's license, and I'm not sure that the car had a license.
It didn't.
I don't think it did. Mm-mm. I don't think it did. So I'm up there in Lamoni, Iowa. We're having this meeting at the Lamoni Sale Barn, and there's probably 20-some Amish there that came in horses and buggies. That cold, miserable blizzard night with ice on the roads. And they came to town in a buggy. And I asked them, I said, do you guys, and they were all gentlemen sitting there in the front row. I said, do you guys have driver's license or do you put a license on your buggy? And they said, no. They were shaking their heads, no. Why should we have a driver's license and put a license on our car? You see where I'm coming
from? But
they're
forcing them to do the same thing.
They're trying to.
Trying.
You know, the Amish in one of the states, and, you know, we've got so many of these programs going, I forget who's doing what. But where they would not let the Amish sell milk without, and they were going
premise identification.
They were going to a dairy. I mean, they were doing everything legit. And they would not let them sell milk without an animal ID. And mm-hmm. they said, we're just going to leave the state. But where are they going to go? Mm-hmm. You see, they can't even go to Guam or Puerto Rico.
I try this one. If you don't have a real ID, you can't get a job. You can't do any of these things. You can't have a bank account. And the funny part is, you can't even leave the country.
The Amish can't even get loans now without a Social Security number, violating the religious freedom of a First Amendment, you know, because
right.
forcing them... That and putting a picture on this, there's no exclusions, no exemptions for religious in this Real ID Act. So it's a direct violation of the Religious Freedom Amendment 1 of our
Constitution.
Well,
our country is so ungodly anyway. If they were going to go along with some religion, it'd be Gaia or... I'm serious. That's what the United Nations wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's all about mother... Read their stuff. It's all about... If you want to really know what's going on... If you want to really know what's their stuff, and I hate to promote his book, but just get Al Gore's book.
Right. Council of Foreign, the CFR, Council of
Foreign Relations.
Foreign Relations, right. Just go take a look what their plans are for you. And Ivana, what do you call it, Automobile Association, what they plan.
No, wait, that's one. What is that? I don't know.
AVMVA.
AVMVA.
Like
oh,
Mary.
M. I can make an
VA.
E.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's easy to make
they're
an
the
M
ones
out of an
doing,
M.
They're the ones doing this real ID and traffic driver's license linked to all your databases globally.
Okay, what are they coming from? Who's behind this?
they're the same consortium that's running our Fed Reserve.
Really?
AMMVA.
Okay.
Well, they're the same group that's part of the global.
If you get on www.avmva, get it?
They do our driver's licenses.
See, the people say, oh, you're a conspiracy nut. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no conspiracy here. It's there in black and white. You can get it. You're worried about that telephone call.
Yes, I am. I'm a girl.
You think there's some good-looking dude on the other
end? No, Rita.
Well, I've got Rita. I have Warren. I have Joe. I have...
Somebody.
We'll get to these people. They're good folks, but they don't mind waiting. You're in such a fizz. We'll go to Rita.
There you go.
Rita in Illinois. Hi, Rita. You're on the... And you have a friend here. She's blonde, but she's a friend.
I'm blonde, too.
Oh, go for Rita.
Good. Don't let them get you that way.
I won't.
So I'm a WLUV listener also.
Oh,
cool.
Really? Really? Really?
I'm out here listening to WLUV by Dixon.
Uh-huh, sure.
And in the Dixon, they're gearing up for this national ID, because if you go into the Dixon Secretary of State's office, they have a sign saying that they don't like the way you're talking, you'll be arrested. They'll call the police and you'll be arrested. Watch your language or we will call the police and you will be arrested.
That's the homegrown terrorism bill that we have to stop. Mm-hmm. Basically, that will, if you speak against the government, speak against the Iraq war, speak against the Real ID, you'd be considered a potential terrorist, and mm-hmm. they're going to come down on you. We are
say the
quickly
wrong thing in the Secretary of State's office, and you're gone.
There
you're
you
quickly
go.
Losing our freedoms, and that's why this movement is to stand up and say, you know, we the people are going to take back our country, what it was founded upon, and we have to stop this intrusion of the federal government into our private lives.
I have one question, Derry.
Please do.
Derry, is it possible... I mean, right now, until my other house sells, because I'm in trouble with a house to be sold, but I don't have any money. But I was just wondering, could I get like 20 or 30 of the Common Sense Coalition newspapers? We have little restaurants out here where you could drop off little newspapers. If anybody out here saw the Common Sense
Coalition. I tell you what, you give Beth a call. Do you have our phone number there? You have one of our little brochures? Hi, I lost her. I lost her. Did I say Jeff? I said Beth, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting a pen.
Okay. Give Beth a call at 573-893-8255. She's in charge of it.
573-893-8255. They don't have to be current or anything. If you got some leftovers, you know, just so people could see what you guys got going on, I would love to have G.D. Oliver out here, too. He is the coolest guy in the world. And so are you.
I thought Derry was the coolest guy.
No, I tell you.
And Rita, from another blonde, if you get a hold of us at 660-535-6664, we'll send you any type of information you want on all of what's been going on.
660-535-6664. 6664. I'm pretty aware, but I listened to Derry for years now, you know. And but it's just, it got me when I walked out, because I have an issue when I go in there. When I go to get my license renewed, I'm afraid I might say the wrong thing and they'll drag me out. I had 12 Aurora police when they tried to confiscate my car in Aurora. They had sent 12 police, and one was going to shoot me. I says, come on, shoot me. I says, I could use a non-disclosure settlement money.
Then there you go. Go, Rita.
Hey, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices held near $800 an ounce Wednesday on bargain hunting, a firmer dollar, and higher oil prices. Gold closed in New York off $1.80 to $801.10. Silver rose 4 cents to $14.07. As year-end approaches, traders warn of either high volatility or quiet markets on light trading volume. Gold is currently on track to end the year with a 25% gain. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, sometimes you get and sometimes you get got, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We have callers. Let's go to the telephones and take them as quickly as we can. Let's go to Warren in Missouri. Hi, Warren. You're up next.
Yeah, hi, Derry. I want to know if any of these candidates that's running for president, do they know about this crazy idea that's an infringement upon the Constitution, our rights? I refer to it as an idea. Is it a law already?
There is one candidate.
Would Ron Paul do something to stop this if he was
elected? Amen.
Well, what do they know about these candidates and what do they know about this law?
I think more and more of the people out there need to know more about Ron Paul, who very strongly supports the Constitution. He's adamantly opposed to the national ID card, the Real ID Act. In fact, he stood up on the House floor in 2005 and made a speech against it because he could understand the loss of our freedoms. And, of course, he'd be opposed to the animal ID thing along with that.
And E-Verify, which is a new one.
So he does understand, I think, the loss of our freedoms, invasion of our privacy. At least he's one of the candidates out there who will fight for we the people to maintain control or get control of our country.
Okay, appreciate the call, Warren. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hello, Derry. And, okay, my question is this. Of course, the justification that they always give for the driver's license is that cars are dangerous and we want to make sure that people have the skills to drive these cars safely before we give them a license and let them out on the highway. And, of course, still there's a lot of accidents and about 50,000 people a year get killed in auto accidents. But aren't, now I don't know a lot about horses, so that's why I want to ask you horse experts there. Doesn't it take just as much skill to ride a horse as to drive a car? And aren't horses just as dangerous as cars? But when people were using horses instead of cars, nobody ever had to have a license to ride a horse.
Or bicycles.
Or bicycles, yeah. Well, they're not.
In some cities, bicycles are licensed.
But that's more for taxation.
Right. But, yes, it takes a lot more skill. Any ding-dong can get behind a car and in 30 minutes be able to put it in gear. You know, step on the starter, put it in low. Come on, people, let's go. See, they don't even have to step on the starter anymore. You don't know how to put it in low. You just drive it, okay? You can learn to drive a car in a hurry, and it takes years of riding lots of different horses to really become a horseman. Okay. Hey, appreciate your call, Joe. Let's go to, I'm going to jump here to Thad, Jeff. Let's go to a police chief. Hi, Thad.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Lady. I was calling in regards to you talking about the requirement for a driver's license.
Right.
Missouri law, revised Missouri statute 302.020 requires all people who operate a vehicle on the highway to have a driver's license, except there's an exception there, and that's 302.080. And one of the exceptions for people to operate a vehicle on the highway without a driver's license is convicted offenders of the Department of Corrections. Now, if you're in State 10 and you're working on one of the State 10 farms or something
right.
like that, you can
that's
operate
right.
a vehicle without a driver's license. But me and you, who have never been to the pen, are Missouri citizens who've not, we're not child molesters, we're not dopers, anything of the sort. We are required to have a driver's license.
Now, the federal government has a similar exemption if you're somebody who's caught from another country in here, because only the federal government, that's part of his 5 points to America's freedom, representative, is to make it illegal to be an illegal alien in every state and give the states the right to deport and to pick up and to prosecute, okay, which we don't have now. The federal government, Homeland Security says fingerprint and release. If they're really looking to seal our borders, why then do they tell us to release them when we get them and they don't care if they're driving without a license?
Okay, hey, Thad, really appreciate that. That's interesting.
A convicted felon can drive without a driver's license,
absolutely.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's working for the state, apparently.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know one city, and you know where they get their bus drivers? They're these felons that are on parole.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get the bus drivers for the schools I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, let's go to Dave in Iowa. Hey, we hit a.
Really?
Yeah.
Mr. Gift.
Hello.
I met you at Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at Kirkwood Community College in the Dr. Paul thing. I'm the guy that everybody seemed to think looked like Dr. Paul.
Hey, yes, you do.
Anyway, I got one of those brochures that you guys have. Somebody gave me one, and I'd never heard of them, and I looked on your website, and those brochures are not on your website that I can find.
All right, we'll correct that. I thought I sent you a bundle of them.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but he's saying they're not on your website.
Oh, okay.
They're not on the website.
All right. Yeah,
and I got a bunch of them, and I gave a couple dozen of them to my state representative.
Yes.
And the Iowa legislature will go in session January 14th, and he seems pretty interested in them. I think he's going to take them, and maybe he'll get something going.
I've been calling some state reps in Iowa to find out what candidates they are supporting up there and also finding out their position on the Real ID Act, the national ID thing. So I will be sending them some. We do need to get Iowa. They're kind of slow to move on this, and I'm a little bit concerned that they're not protecting the farmers out there on this animal ID thing or even their constituents on the Real ID thing. So
yeah,
we do need.
I went to Iowa, I Googled Iowa DOT. a real ID, I came up with a Digimark, the name of the company.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
ICRC is the company that makes the cards, and it's got pictures of them on there and all kinds of information on it, and they brag about it.
Mm-hmm. Digimark, AMMVA.
Google Iowa DOT
right.
Real ID, and mm-hmm. it'll pop up a whole bunch of Digimark things.
Mm-hmm.
When you Google Digimark and find out what's behind them, you'll be a little bit uneasy about that company and the fact that they
are... Visage, Ellen Solutions.
Yep.
See, if the American people would just the ones that are listening to us today, would just do that. Mm-hmm. If they would just do that.
Well, send it to them.
They're too interested in knowing whether or not O.J. is going to get out of jail.
How about Britney's underwear? Okay.
Well, that kind of interested me. I don't know, but I'm confused. Hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Susan in Missouri. Hi, Susan. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
It's all about the Social Security numbers that we have to have. You have to have a driver's license to get your ID to get a Social Security card that you've lost. Or you have to have the Social Security card to get your driver's license. It's just
catch
22. Red tape.
How about a passport?
Speaking of Social Security, I visited with a young father the other day, and he says they tried to give my kid a Social Security number. He said they didn't get it done. He said we didn't name the child, and I don't remember what all he told me, but he said we just went out of there.
Yeah, isn't that funny? That's been mandatory. And try the Vera chip. The digital angel, the injectable RFID that they're trying to put on babies, seniors, people who are elder, who have illnesses, and people who are in military, they're trying to push this Vera chip.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And in order to get income tax, you have to be a citizen and pay taxes. You have to be a citizen, but if...
You don't have to be a citizen to get help from the federal government, but you have to be a citizen to pay the taxes, right?
Yeah. But if you don't want to pay taxes, you have to renounce your citizenship of the United mm-hmm. States.
Okay, more calls just keep coming in. And, Jim, I want to ask you, we have a couple of minutes here. Give us your 5 points to America's freedom.
My 5 points to America's freedom. Number one is to reject the Real ID Act and the National Animal Identification System. I want to repeal the Patriot Act. And number three is to stop this North American Union or the Security for Prosperity Partnership. That's something we need to get more visibility on, make more people aware of what's coming out, that we're going to lose our sovereign country.
And the funding for the NASCO Super Corridor.
Yes,
stop
coming
it.
Through there.
Okay, what happened to four and five?
Number four is to revise NAFTA. I'm not sure that we can repeal NAFTA, but I want to revise it so that we only trade with those businesses in other countries who conform to comparable standards we do here, comparable environmental and business standards.
Why can't we repeal it?
I think it's a 20-year thing. Maybe we can repeal it. I'm not sure, but I think of
it. But either way, it needs changing.
It does need changing. This free trade thing, that's only a one-way free trade. The other day we heard it with the restricting the amount of what we can import into Mexico, but yet what coming out of there is... We take everything that they ship this way. And number five is to address the illegals. I'm going to be proposing some legislation that will require the State Employment Agency to issue a card to the illegals so that these companies hiring them.
Legal aliens.
That here on a temporary work that they get verified through the state. And
legal or illegal aliens?
Legal. That way when we go to the businesses, illegals, we know who you are.
Right. They're here to card. On a green card, so to speak.
Yep.
And that way we can document that who's here and that these companies pay the taxes on them and they
Did
get
you
paid
see them. Where Nixon really hung it on that contractor?
Yes.
For having illegals?
Yes.
Yeah, and one more thing real quickly before it is to make sure that
we're not
state...
too quickly. We got to quit. Hey, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing.
It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we're back.
Oh!
You know, going into the commercial break, you were talking, Jim, about the illegals.
Yes.
And this just crossed my desk this morning. Tuesday, December the 18th is when the news release came out, but I've been scatterifigating around so much that I'm behind schedule. But I'm going to read it as is, that this happened in Missouri, and our attorney general is Jay Nixon. Which I never thought that much of before. I don't know. He never did anything to make me think he was
good or bad.
Good or bad. But here he did something that makes me think he did something right. And I want to give credit where credit is due. A developer of luxury condominiums at the Lake of the Ozarks, who employed as many as 30 undocumented workers, was sentenced on state tax charges. Michael J., and I guess you pronounce it Schoop. It's a German name, and that can be Schloop or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Of Leawood, Kansas, was sentenced by Circuit Judge Stanley Moore in a case brought by Attorney General Jay Nixon and the Camden County Prosecuting Attorney. Attorney Nixon charged Sloop with, in April of 2006, with 12 felony counts of failure to deduct Missouri employer withholding tax. Now, he's got these illegals working for him, you see. One felony count of failure to file a Missouri employer withholding tax return. One felony count of failure to pay Missouri employer withholding tax. Sloop pleaded guilty to all 14 felony counts. Now, he was ordered to pay $140,000 fine, $24,873 court costs. A 5-year term in the Department of Corrections was suspended. And
of
here's where I give Jay no credit. Because this guy So he's got to pay, and then he had to pay more than $815,000 in state and federal taxes, interest and penalties, and all that. But what is $1 million to these people that are out there building $100 million set of condominiums?
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, that's just a slap on the hand. Now, if they sent him to the pen 5 years and made him do all five, that would make a difference.
And so will the guy down the road if he knew that was coming.
That is absolutely right. But somebody down the road says, you know, we call that we just call that cost of doing business.
No, but, you know, I'll tell you what. The part of Representative Guest's one of the bills going out would make it so that it was illegal. That though he was talking about our Department of Labor being responsible for taking picture ID to specific businesses. If we show up with your picture and your ID, and then there's a bunch of people who don't have it, you're illegal. And they go home, and or they get it fixed, or the business itself, besides being fined the first time, the next time they're shut down, and they do prison time.
Yeah, but documenting these workers, then you would get them to where we could stop to make them pay these taxes that the state's not getting here.
But the thing the point I'm trying to make is, hey, all he got was just a little old, hey, let's don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, all of these cronies that's building condominiums and hiring illegal help say, well, you know, $1 million. See, the point is today, $1 million is not what you and I used to remember $1 million. So anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, or grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Okay, you've been putting it off how long? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free for 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, and I would like to... I have this. It concerns an article written by Chuck Baldwin concerning Ron Paul. And Ron Paul raised over $18 million already. He's way ahead of the hounds on this thing. And he says the media calls his supporters a bunch of kooks. And he says, who are these kooks? He says they're rank-and-file tax-paying citizens who are sick and tired of out-of-control federal spending and deficits. They've had it with the arrogant federal government that runs roughshod over both the Constitution and the liberties of the American people. They're people who have had enough of the IRS, the BATF, and thousands of other federal agencies that have erected a multitude of new, and get this, have erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Now, that comes right out of the Declaration of Independence, last comment does.
Mm-hmm.
He says there are people who sue through this phony federal politics, who only want to fleece the American citizenry or their purpose of building their own personal fortunes. They've had it with the military-industrial complex that desires to build international empires at the expense of the blood and sacrifice of Americans. They've had it with the David Rockefeller and his Council on Foreign Relations. They've had it with the arrogance of George W. Bush and Nancy Pelosi. They're sick and tired of paying outlandish taxes for a public education system that produces high school graduates that can't read. They're sick and tired of working for 30 years to pay off a mortgage only to be forced to pay extortion money in the way of property taxes for the rest of their lives to a feudal state. They are sick and tired of the government telling them what they can and cannot do on their own property. They're sick and tired of watching people with food stamps buy T-bone steaks and expensive Nike tennis shoes while they're forced to buy fat burgers and cheap sneakers. They're sick and tired of watching their manufacturing jobs go to China and India. They've had it with money-hungry businessmen who hire illegal Mexicans at slave labor wages. They've had it with labor unions promoting politicians who support NAFTA, CAFTA, and FTAA. They're sick of being bled dry at the gas pump. They've had it with the phony war on terrorism. They send trillions of dollars to nations throughout the Middle East but refuse to close our own borders to illegal immigration. They've had it with the war on drugs, the war on terror being used as excuses to trample people's freedoms. They've had it with Vicente Fox and Calderon. They've had it with the Bush's North American Union. They've had it with Joel Osteen and Rick Warren. In short, they've just had it. They also know that a vote for other presidential candidates is a vote for more of the same. Democrat or Republican, it's more of the same. Ron Paul and Ron Paul alone will bring a revolution of freedom and the independent of America. Ron Paul's revolution is bigger than Ron Paul. This is the beginning of a movement. Now, we're going to run out of time here, so I'm not going on with this, but he goes on to say that these are the kooks now, that the news media...
I'm a kook.
We're all kooks.
I'm
if
a
we,
kook.
Really, really, really. But you see... The news media and the, just like he said, the typical politicians, hey, they can't stand Ron Paul because he believes in everything that the founding fathers wanted.
You're right. That's it. That's why I keep saying it's we the people have to get back to what this country was founded upon. And, you know, our forefathers would be appalled to see what this country has evolved into and the way we've been disregarding that Constitution that they fought for.
I'd like God Bless America to mean something. How about that?
You know, we don't have any more. We still have a bank of phone callers here. We've got to get you guys back a little more often.
Okay.
We took on as many callers as we could get to today. And,
if they need to talk to the representative,
yes.
660-535-6664, or they can contact him through his email. And that's the Jim Guest Show at Yahoo.com. That's the easy
one. Wait a minute. That's not what I put down here.
Which one do you have there?
JimGuestShow.com.
No, JimGuestShow.com is the website.
Okay.
But an email address
email,
is
okay.
TheJimGuestShow@Yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay.
See, I'm so illiterate when it comes.
And you're just cute.
No,
you
I'm
know
not.
It.
GB had one of those Blackberries. You can't believe what
use those Blackberries. You can download anything from them. They're RFIDs, babe.
I know they are. Hey, time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails. Happy trails.
with